Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, April 27th. The overall House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 78 total bills, 42 for the first time on second reading. The most notable of these are House Bill 15 or House Joint Resolution 5 by State Representative Sinfonia Thompson, a Democrat from Houston, which would create the Brain Institute of Texas, which would conduct research on brain-related health and diseases. The research would be funded by grants from the Institute through revenue generated from bonds, legislative appropriation, gifts, grants, and other income. Critics of the bill take issue with the ability to create bonds, thus incurring more debt. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's as a part of his Healthy Families, Healthy Texas initiative announced a few weeks ago. Another priority of Speaker Phelan's is being heard today in House Bill 9 by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth. This bill would enhance the criminal penalties for obstructing a highway or passageway. This, of course, was filed as a result of recent protests from the last year, resulting in several mobs of people taking to large highways and thoroughfares and blocking traffic. State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction, has his overall omnibus bail reform bill up on the floor today. This is House Bill 20, and it would work to reform Texas's bail process for criminal defendants. This is a priority of Governor Greg Abbott's and Speaker Phelan's. A similar version of this bill passed the Senate almost 2 weeks ago in Senate Bill 21 by State Senator Joan Huffman, but has thus far not received a hearing in the House. Near the end of today's calendar is House Bill 1818 by State Representative Jared Patterson, a Republican from Frisco. This would limit the sources from which pet stores can legally obtain dogs or cats and require store owners to disclose the source of the pet up for sale. This bill is effectively known as the Anti-Puppy Mill Bill. Critics of this bill decry the additional regulation being added to businesses. As an update to a bill that we spoke about yesterday, House Bill 1925 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, this is the public ban on camping, was heard on the House floor. However, after several points of orders and amendment attempts, the bill was recommitted back to the House State Affairs Committee. It's unclear as to its future prospects, given that we are within the two-week window of a self-imposed deadline in the House by which bills can be sent out of the respective House committees. The House Appropriations Committee started meeting this morning. One of the bills it's considering is House Bill 958 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Friendswood, which would require that the state comptroller allocate certain surplus state revenues to the property tax relief fund for the purposes of reducing school maintenance and operation taxes. The House Public Education Committee is meeting today as well to discuss Senate Bill 28 by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston. This is a priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's that he's called the Charter School Equity Act. It passed the Senate almost 2 weeks ago, and the bill would require that open enrollment charter schools are afforded equal treatment under local zoning and land use ordinances, regulations, and fees. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today. They've got several bills still on their intent calendar. One of these includes Senate Bill 513 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. It would amend current law regarding the enforcement of certain federal laws regulating firearms and ammunition in Texas, as well as creating a criminal offense. Ultimately, it would prevent state and local governments from adopting rules or policies that require law enforcement of exclusively federal firearm laws and would remove any state grant funds from local governments who violate the bill. Yesterday, the Senate chose not to accept House amendments to the overall state budget in Senate Bill 1 and instead appointed a conference committee. This was, of course, expected. The conference committee appointees for the Senate include State Senators Jane Nelson as chairman, Senators Joan Huffman, Lois Kolkhorst, Robert Nichols, and Larry Taylor. As an update to the ongoing saga related to constitutional carry in the Senate, House Bill 1927, which passed the House a few weeks ago, authored by State Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler, has now been scheduled for a public hearing in the newly formed Senate Special Committee on Constitutional Issues for this Thursday, April 29th. Today is day 106 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 34 days left. That's it for today's episode. Make sure to join us over on our Facebook page today and tune into the Luke Macias Show. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.